Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Phase Zero X-Men 97 bonus episode is starting right now. And I'm BD, joined today by Aaron Perrine.
What's going on, BD? It's X-Men season. It's X-Men season.
We're in it. The first two episodes are out by the time people are listening to this bonus episode because X-Men 97 dropped on Wednesday. And we have these interviews that we thought, okay, let's release these in podcast form because we have an awesome podcast audience that doesn't necessarily watch on YouTube. They don't want, you might not be able to watch live. You might not be able to watch the video. So I was like, hold on, we should just release these in podcast form. So I talked to Marvel Studios head of streaming animation and television. I don't know if they're in that order, but those are the three things he's the head of. Brad Winterbaum, who is an awesome, awesome dude. He's been attached to so many projects. And you had an awesome interview this week with X-Men 97 as well.
Yeah, I got Jake Castoretta. He's the Super Prime producer and the head director. And man, it's so fun to talk about this show. It's so fun. There's such an energy around it that just infectious.
It's just better when the things are good. They're more fun to talk about when they're good.
The most fun things I've had on Phase Zero of the last 3 years have been Spider-Verse, probably Guardians Volume 3, because you guys were in such a good mood.
Loki.
And Loki, especially Episode 6 was hysterical. The Episode 4 reaction we did with Jim and them was hysterical as well. So it's always better when it's like good. It's always better.
So in this podcast that you're all listening to, we're going to take a break after this. You're going to hear my interview with Brad Winterbaum. There'll be one more quick break, and then you'll hear Aaron's interview with Jake. It's all X-Men 97 stuff. There's nothing spoilery really in these, especially beyond the first two episodes, which are already available, but we barely even tap into that. It's more so just about this show, bringing these characters back, all that. We are very much in our X-Men era on Phase Zero, because not only are we X-Men 97ing it every single Wednesday with breakdowns of the new episodes the day they release on Disney Plus, but we're also doing the Road to Deadpool and Wolverine. We're deep in it. We're almost halfway through our Road to Deadpool and Wolverine. We're rewatching all of the X-Men movies that have come out so far that were made by Fox that starred, the Hugh Jackman group and all them, to get ready for Deadpool and Wolverine, because that seems like a multiverse movie that's bringing everybody together. So with the MCU getting ready for X-Men content, the first time Marvel Studios has had access to these characters, I asked Brad about, what are the rules? How do you use X-Men in animation? That kind of stuff. We also asked him, of course, about Nova. I know everybody who's listening to this probably already saw the headlines of that. He said it's in development, but it's going to be really interesting, I think, for you guys to hear that in context. And a really, not only interesting stuff about X-Men 97 in this interview, but the last question that I ask Brad is, he gets really candid about the Disney Plus of it all and the mandates and the release dates and all that stuff and the new strategies Marvel Studios has. And I found that to be the most interesting parts of the Brad interview. So I'm really interested for our podcast listeners to hear that. What about Jake?
We talked about some of the comic influences, like the fan response, the idea of a continuation. He says he wants to rejoin us after it's over to talk about specific comic book moments that might or might not be in the first three episodes. So hopefully we get him back for that too. We got stuff about character designs, because there's a lot of conversation about character designs, certain reduction of things, certain maximization of things. He handles that pretty delicately. And X-Men, the animated series, snuck in them cameos. I had to ask them about sneaking in Spider, Night Monkey, sneaking in Great Value Doctor Strange. So that should be fun too for people to hear.
Awesome. Well, everybody, we're going to take one quick break. Please continue to support Phazer. You guys are the best community ever. We love Love and Marvel with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. Enjoy our interviews with Brad and Jake coming up here. And we will be back on Monday for our Years Later Road to Deadpool and Wolverine bonus episode for a review of The Wolverine. And then on Wednesday, we're back with our regularly scheduled programming. You can find us live on YouTube. You can find videos of these interviews, youtube.com/C/PhaseZero, and on every major podcast platform. Aaron, thanks for hanging today. Everybody, enjoy these interviews. We'll talk to you soon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brad, always good to see you. Look at us with our almost matching backgrounds.
Look at us, dude. We're back. We're back again.
Hell yeah. It's good to see you, man. Thank you for talking. So, dude, X-Men 97, I thought it was awesome. I really was like, I was almost relieved by how much I enjoyed it because I was like nervous watching to like revisit this. And it was awesome, man. These first three episodes are fantastic. So congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I do have to start with one question that I just want to get out of the way, and I'm sure you're getting asked about this quite a bit. But with Bo leaving the project, Bo DeMaio leaving the project a week ago, I would just love to hear, has that had any impact on the project we're about to see or anything like that we're going to feel in the future? Or, you know, just what you can speak about the any changes that have come from that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's filmmaking, right? It's a community has to come together with a single vision to conjure something on the screen. And it is, you know, it takes the passion of many talented people, to bring something like X-Men 97 to life. You know, Bo had a lot of respect and passion, you know, a lot of respect for these characters, a lot of passion behind the storytelling, wrote scripts that the creative team was able to draft from, And And, you know, we're already through, you know, the animatic phase of season two, but even that, you know, we're still developing story, even in animatic usually.
Mm-hmm.
And we're developing season three. So, you know, his, you know, I'm grateful for his contribution. But as they say, the show must go on, and I'm fortunate to be surrounded by one of the best creative teams I've ever worked with.
Yeah, what you all accomplished as a unit here is incredible. Also, shout out to the Ms. Marvel She-Hulk slates behind you there. So I'm looking at your background, and man, this is a cool office, dude. That's some Emmy Awards casually, no big deal. Okay, but back to X-Men 97, because I could waste all the time in this interview talking about your background there.
you didn't mention Castle Grayskull over here.
Oh my God! Look, dude, and also your sweatshirt. So, props you for wearing that this week, man. What a week it's been.
Yeah. R.I.P. Akira Toriyama.
Yeah, of course.
Talk about an influential cartoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really had an impact on me as a kid, and you know my interests and stuff. But okay, one of the things people love about X-Men the animated series, the original one, us hardcore fans, is how it really follows some comic storylines. Can we expect the 97 to kind of take some storylines we know and follow them while also, of course, doing its own thing? But will comics be an influence in this one in a big way?
Absolutely. Just like the original series, you know, that was drafting so heavily from Chris Claremont's work. Mm-hmm. We're continuing that, you know, we're looking at that late 70s, mid 70s to early 90s kind of era. We do start to play outside of the Chris Claremont sandbox a little bit into the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like almost getting to Grant Morrison, you know. But it's definitely like it's just like the OG series, like it's drafting from the stories from the books.
That's so much fun. I remember with What If, something that was discussed to the filmmakers there was like, hey, you know, we're trying not to use characters until we use them in live action, storylines until they debut in live action. Obviously, the Marvel Studios has not used X-Men yet. This is the first foray into X-Men, aside from, you know, a post-credit scene cameo. But how did that factor into this show, if at all?
Well, it actually was kind of liberating to be able to stay in the 90s sandbox. Mm. Allowed us to go places that we could just do it. We could be so iterative and do so many things that we wouldn't be able to do if we were more MCU adjacent, like What If is. I mean, What If is like we're literally remixing the MCU, so it's like it's harder to introduce characters because you want to see them in live action. Although we do see Bill Foster as Giant Man in the second season.
True.
That's new. So and actually in the third season, spoiler alert, like we do start to push at that boundary a little bit more. There's more fun to be had with the multiverse and who can kind of come in.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see that. Hey, Ross Marquand is your new Professor X.
Yep.
He was Red Skull in Infinity War. Red Skull once possessed the brain of Xavier. So do you guys have big plans for Ross? What are you guys cooking there?
Wow, that's a wild theory. I think it has more to do with the fact that Ross is like one of the most talented voice artists working
absolutely
in animation, and we're lucky to have him. I mean, you know, we were able to get so many of the OG cast back.
Mm-hmm.
But we unfortunately had to recast Xavier, and Ross, he does a great Xavier.
And he's a great dude too. He's so talented and just a great dude to just hang out with. I love Ross, man. But hey, Uncanny Avengers storyline confirmed. There it is. There's a couple other projects I'd love to ask you about since you oversee all the streaming, animation, television. There's one hot rumor about my favorite character that I don't know the sources of it. It's just one of those things that bounces around on social media. Nova. I'm never going to stop asking about Nova until I see Nova. The hot one about Nova is that it's going to be a special presentation. Can you give me anything about my guy, Richard Rider, or Sam Alexander? All another great version of the character.
We love Nova. We are, you know, in really early development on Nova. You know, we have a new we have a new system behind the scenes at Marvel Studios where we're developing, we're more like a traditional studio now. We're developing more than we actually will produce. So there are plans to develop Nova. I love Nova too. I love Rich Rider too. Like, I hope it gets to the screen. You know, the world is chaos. There's always things. It's hard to make anything. You got to conjure these things to make them happen. But I would love to see a Nova show one day.
Hey man, one day. One thing you guys already wrapped up. This is my last question for you. One thing you guys wrapped up is Ironheart, which has been pushed down the line a little bit. I'd love to hear if you can speak on when we can expect that, and if there's anything you can speak to about the delays there, if there's any changes being made or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, like, you know, in all honesty, there was a mandate to kind of create as much as we could for Disney Plus as quickly as we could, and then there was a shift. And all of a sudden, we have to start spreading our release dates out. So that really accounts for a lot of the delays. Now we're using that time, you know, we're not sitting idle. So it's like, it stays in the oven. You can bake certain things a little more. You can kind of like, it's actually, I think ultimately, it's only going to make things better. But most of it's just frankly, like just shrapnel from the business, you know?
Yeah. Screaming. Yeah, man. Dude, well, thank you. I appreciate those answers, man. You're always so candid and honest with it. And your passion comes through too. So Brad, it's always great to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for hanging. And I can't wait to see the rest of X-Men 97.
Thanks, Brandon.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We were at the premiere for X-Men 97 last week in LA. And yeah. I got to tell you, you guys got really close to like the Spider-Verse crowd as far as fans dressed up as the character. Everybody is behind the show. How does that kind of fan support feel for you guys as the creative team?
Dude, honestly, if I could be candid, we have some of the best in the game right now. This team is phenomenal from top down. Everybody brings their A game. Everybody has a love for the IP. Everybody loves X-Men. Everybody loves this show, right? Mm-hmm. It's this, right? Bringing that back.
Right.
So on my end, you know, getting to be, you know, working with everybody, make sure. I'm not surprised. To be quite frank, I'm not surprised that the fans love this stuff because it's been ingrained from day one, from the initial vision that Bo DeMeo and the writers room and Marvel and Brad Winterbaum and Dana Vasquez all had, right, to bring in. Ooh. from Bo's initial Bible to his initial scripts to us coming in and just elevating that and visually bringing those to the table and just all coming together. We're excited, man. You know, it was cool. It was good to. I appreciated that the team got to experience the love live.
Nice.
If that
makes sense, you know? Yeah,
like, it's one thing to read the buzz online, you know, and to see the snippets here and there, but it's another thing to be in that room and to feel that. Mm-hmm. And just cloud nine, man. You know.
I completely understand.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a relief. You know, the shoulders are down a little bit. The sides are real. But also, there's plenty of work to still be done. You know, we still got polish and finishing to do on season one. We're hard at work on season two. So, there's still plenty to be done.
Right. Absolutely. And you talked about Bo's show Bible. And I was wondering, too, because you have such good material to work with not only the X-Men animated series, but the comics as well. For our listeners, for our viewers, they love the comic stuff. What runs do you think they should go out and look at on Marvel Unlimited before they sit down with their big bowl of cereal and catch X-Men 97? Like Claremont stuff, or
you know, that's a tricky question because That's a tough one because I wanna blurt that stuff out, but I also don't know if that's spoilery, right? You know, I want to give some respect to the story
right
because
on.
here's what it is, right? We're all fans,
yeah.
right? We all
yeah.
we quote unquote know what happens, right, in the books, and look, we are a spiritual successor, we are a revival, we are not a reboot. So the OG show, what they pulled from were the books that was ingrained in their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We Definitely. So too we got to do as well, right?
Yeah, you know,
right. we part of them, they are us, we are them. We got to have that ingrained in our DNA, right?
Right.
So to say, you know, one, hopefully that's a good indication that, you know, we will be bringing some books in, but two, to bring it back. I love that, you know, myself included, audiences and fans, we quote unquote know what happens right in the books, but
right.
we just don't know how.
Right. Right on.
That's where the sauce comes in, you know? So
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, not only will you be getting your books, but yeah, you know, they got to be adapted for animated medium too. So
there are some curveballs, shall we say, with the stories you know and love. You can come on back after the show release. We can talk about the individual comics.
Hey,
that's all good.
It'll be to talk about this stuff.
Right, exactly. I'm like, you want to say something, but it's like, okay, we'll just wait. Can I talk about, since this is a successor, Magneto looks a little bit different. He's got a little bit of a Riz going on here in it.
Yeah, funny. I'm glad you brought that up because among the team, Magneto has many names. One of them is Dad Nito.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on. That X-Men 200 costume.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, man. So good.
Magneto, Tom, fresh in HD. Thank you. have another. You know, no, it was cool, man. You know, not only to and again, you know, that was in the vision from day one, but to get to visually bring that to life and to work with the team, you know, and again, shout out to Amelia Vidal and her, who was our lead, you know, character designer. She brought, her and her team brought all these characters to life, bringing them in this new age. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that Dad Nito was no different. we have other names for him too, but those might be spoilery, so we'll release those when the episodes come out.
Oh my god, this return trip is gonna be something.
Yeah.
I see behind you, you've got a ton of figures of the team, and they've all got kind of different like eras / different iterations of character. I see a Phoenix back there, I see Storm with the white, I see classic Cyclops, I think that's Gambit over there, like great stuff, Beast and Bishop. But there was some consternation online about some of the redesigns for the characters. I love the 90s flourishes, but some people were like, what's going on? Like, why doesn't Rogue look exactly like I remember it? How did you guys balance that tone with respecting the original characters and trying to do your own spins on them?
Right. So, you know, with that, you know, again, a lot of the decision making on where that sandbox was going to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
how much are we going into the 90s of it all? Leaning into also how much we've learned from the 90s of it all. It's been 30 years. So,
right.
you know, certain things, certain designs, you find out actually killed animation, you know, even though we know and love it, a lot of animators went, you know, were sick or a lot of episodes fell behind in deadlines because of certain designs or certain colors or what have you. Right.
Yeah.
So the decision to stay within a certain sandbox was made well before I got on board.
Right.
But, you know, I was able to be brought in to kind of help, you know, help guide with the rest of the team in tandem with the scripts, you know, with the overall vision. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, like I said before, to bring back 30 years. So we've just learned so much. There's, you know, everything has a choice and everything has a reason. You know, just for example, the crazy stringy hair of the 90s, which we know and love, doesn't mean we still can't keep big hair. But those individual strands,
yeah, it's got to murder.
I mean, track over and over, you know, 24 images for 1 second of life we're talking about. So, you know, there's certain design parameters that you want to pull back or embellish on for sake of good profit of return, right? For an overall just completed look, as opposed to it looks good here, could be better here. Looks good, you know. That's all planned. It's trying to get as cohesive of a visual as possible.
When we talked to the What If team, AC Bradley and her squad were like, we had some ideas, And then we took them to Marvel and they were like, we're going to do this in a movie, so we can't do this right here. Is there anything you guys try to do where you guys were like, oh, this would be awesome to do? And then Kevin comes down and is like, nah, you can't. Like, we're doing that over here with the live action stuff. We can't touch it. Did that happen? You don't have to tell me what it was. Did it happen?
Well, look, what I can say is, thank goodness that we are different departments. That's the best part. Look, man, myself and the rest of the team, we got plenty to focus on and work on for our show here. Right. And so does the live department. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I will say is, why limit yourself to one candy? Appreciate the characters coming out in live action. Appreciate our characters coming out in animation. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all.
Take it all. You know? Take it all. Absolutely.
It's all candy. Bring it all in. So, like, yeah, that's all I can say about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. And lastly, the original series managed to work in some cameos because there are some other heroes that aired alongside the X-Men back in the 90s. You see, like, what would be a spider-like person, a mutant hunter, if you will. Can we expect some of those sort of cameos for you guys, especially now that there's much more interconnectivity with everything?
Yeah, so my favorite thing to say about those cameos and the best little tidbit of history that Larry gave me was every cameo in that show is illegal. They didn't have rights to all of the characters at the time. So they had people weren't familiar with the characters at the time. So if you put, instead of Dr. Strange, as Larry did, Professor with Book, right? Thanks to Larry, we have a team of people that look out for that stuff nowadays. But here's what I'll say. The best part is we're in the MCU. The X-Men show, the OG show, was the MCU before the MCU became the MCU, right?
Right.
And certain things that, again, being a spiritual successor, a revival, that the show had ingrained in its DNA, we got to have that ingrained in our DNA too. Cameos were a big thing. Expansion of the MCU overall, of the characters, the side stories, the many, many, many derivatives of books that came out right from the team.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
That's all ingrained in the show. And for us to be a spiritual successor, that should be ingrained in our DNA too.
Okay. All right. Well, Jake, wonderful to talk to you. Congratulations on the show. I cannot wait to see the rest of it. Have a good one. And we can't wait to talk to you again. Come back and talk to us about those comics.
Yeah, we'll do it. Thanks, Aaron. Have a good one.